AP News, I'm Mike Kemper. Vice President Vance is heading to Pakistan ahead of negotiations for a permanent deal with Iran. Speaking to reporters, Vance says he thinks the talks will be positive.
As the President of the United States said, if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand. If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive.
Vance says President Trump has given the U.S. negotiating team some pretty clear guidelines on how the talks should go. He didn't elaborate. Talks are expected to begin this weekend. Kuwait has accused Iran of launching drone attacks despite the ceasefire. Iran's Parliamentary Revolutionary Guard has denied the claim. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered a potential boost to peace efforts by approving direct talks with Lebanon. A sharp rise in gas prices last month has sent inflation soaring.
A big jump in gas prices last month pushed up inflation by the most in nearly 4 years. With the Iran war raging, it was the biggest gas price rise in 6 decades, and that led to consumer prices jumping 3.3% in March from a year earlier, up sharply from 2.4% in February. On a monthly basis, consumer prices had their biggest rise since 2022. The war's gas price shock has changed inflation's trajectory, from slowly falling to sharply moving away from the Federal Reserve's 2% goal. These numbers mean the Fed will almost certainly put off any interest rate cuts for months. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Court on International Trade is hearing oral arguments today in an attempt to overturn the temporary tariffs Trump turned to after the Supreme Court in February struck down his preferred choice, even bigger, more sweeping tariffs. This is AP News. The reigning Green Jacket winner is ahead after one round at Augusta National. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Rory McIlroy has picked up where he left off at the Masters. The defending champion at Augusta National celebrated with his best Masters start in 15 years to share a two-stroke lead with Sam Burns after an opening 67. McIlroy recorded 5 birdies in an 8-hole stretch and 6 total. Burns played the par 5s in 5 under par for his best Masters score. Patrick Reed, Jason Day, and Kurt Kitayama were 2 back in a tie for 3rd. World number 1 Scotty Scheffler was 3 back in a tie for 6th. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Philadelphia Flyers fan Mike Cullen took a unique approach to support his team by gifting Pope Leo a customized Flyer jersey during a family trip to Italy. The Flyers then started a winning streak. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.